Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's an example of what's happened to Corey Rowe. Here is Reuters, February 24th, 2007. If there's any debate about what they've done to him, U.S. Army refiles charges against war objector. See, they lost, so they refile. Same thing with Corey. They didn't know he was supposed to be a political prisoner. They arrest him, then they just drop it all, okay, and then they bring it back specifically coming after him. Reuters. But this case is another political prisoner. The U.S. government refiled charges on Friday against an Army officer who refused to fight in Iraq after his first court-martial ended in mistrial. I didn't even know that had happened. That case was back. Get them on right now. The Army charged First Lieutenant Aaron Watada with one count of missing movements and four counts of conduct unbecoming of an officer. Watada, 28, faces a dishonorable discharge up to 6 years in military prison if convicted on all counts. Earlier this month, a military judge declared a mistrial in the first known court-martial of a U.S. Army officer for publicly refusing to serve in Iraq. See, there have been no other officers, and as best we can see, we found 6 cases of court-martials for desertion. They're not doing it. They're doing it to Corey Rowe, because he is the producer of Loose Change in the Final Cut that they're scared to death of. And we got to get as much light on this as we can right now. Earlier this month, the military judge declared a mistrial. At one time, Watada's lawyers said the retrial would constitute double jeopardy. But it doesn't matter in this new system, which forbids a defendant from being tried twice before the same crime, and would seek to have a second case thrown out. There is no date set for the retrial. A suit was refiled at Fort Lewis Army Base, south of Seattle. There you go. I mean, you see, then the new America folks, oh, we're going to try you twice, three times. Boy, it happens all the time now. And again, the average public doesn't even know what double jeopardy is. They're just walking around drooling with their iPhones. I want you to call. This is where the police told him he's been taken. Out of New York, out of upstate New York. And they believe he has been taken to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. First taken to Drum. He may be there, still be there for all we know. And then to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. 798-6160-6403. Installations Operations Center. And you call them and you say, I want the phone number to the brig. We can't find it in here. We want the phone number. Maybe you can call the MPs. Their number's online at prisonplanet.com right now. And just call there and ask them. And call them and say that the American people are aware of what they're doing to this veteran who served in Afghanistan and in Iraq in the invasion. He was in the invasion of Afghanistan and the invasion of Iraq both. And then got to see all manner of wickedness. But he said it wasn't just the machine gunning up bridal processions. It wasn't just that, and it wasn't the children dying of dysentery around him. It was being at the hospital, seeing all those kids come in with their arms and legs blown off every day. It was the worst thing Corey had to see over and over again for months at the Big Green Zone Hospital when he was finally put there. He wanted out, back in combat. Instead of standing at the front door on guard duty, watching the liberation of the lives of those people. That's what it is. The open extermination and genocide of the Iraqi people. And he spoke out against the war, just like Lieutenant Watada, First Lieutenant Watada. And he is a political prisoner right now. My friend, Corey Rowe, is a political prisoner right now. Disappeared into the black hole of non-military justice. This is not our military anymore. It is a foreign alien force. The head of the Naval War College admitted it on C-SPAN and said, we work for the banks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've had some new developments come up with the Corey Rowe case, and we're going to be getting into that a little bit later. We have Jack Doubleday online. He's the individual who made the challenge of $25,000, now $75,000, to any doctor or vaccine maker that will drink the concoction they inject in our children. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Here's a little bit more of that BBC piece we're analyzing, talking about our government and the attempted fascist overthrow back in the 1930s that Smedley Butler confronted, and we'll be right back with our guest.
Furious alliance of rich and poor, north and south, they were united by one central concern. America was changing in a way they didn't like. Professor Kazin.
The idea that the government would create jobs, the idea that these jobs would be given to all religious groups and all racial groups was very threatening. And so a lot of people who didn't like what Roosevelt seemed to be doing with the government didn't like it partly because the very people who were cheering Roosevelt were people who this still majority of white Protestant Americans believed should not have any power at all in government, should be subservient.
American society was fracturing along racial lines as well as political ones, and the right was sensing a new power.
There were insurgencies we could call sort of proto-fascist, groups called the Silver Legion, the Silver Shirts, or the Black Legion. Most of these groups were continuing some of the themes of the Ku Klux Klan, and these groups often carried out vigilante violence against Catholic workers, black workers in some of the factories in the North. These groups had great aspirations to become much larger than they were. Some of them had aspirations to imitate what had happened in Italy and was happening in Germany.
It's into this world that the plot to overthrow FDR was born. But who was going to lead it, and how did they think they'd get away with it? I'm hoping the answers lie amongst the formerly secret papers of the Congressional Committee that investigated the planned coup. These, I'm told, are locked away in the National Archives of America, a few hundred yards from the White House in downtown Washington.
Well, this seems to be it, the National Archives Research Center. Fantastically rammed building. Looks like there's strict security in operation here. Airport scanner machine.
Hello.
I'm from the BBC. I've got an appointment with archivist Jessica Kratz.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, let me give you a call.
Thank you very much.
Jessica led me down increasingly claustrophobic corridors into the heart of the archive.
This is staff area. Legislative records, here, watch your head.
The documents I'm after are from a committee known as the McCormack-Dickstein Committee, after the two men who chaired it.
So here are the papers, the official committee papers, kind of organized by, the spot for here, HR-73A-F.
And Special Committee on Un-American Activities on Nazi Propaganda.
It was established to investigate the activities of fascist sympathizers in the U.S. in the early years of Roosevelt's presidency.
It's a very small amount. Only, four and a half boxes for what they did in executive session.
So it doesn't look that much, and there's even less than it looks.
For what the committee investigated and how much testimony they heard, yes, I mean, it's a very small amount.
Despite the paucity of documents, there are some that catch my eye.
Starts with some interesting disputes between the general and the committee. The chairman, general, you are a retired commandant of the Marine Corps.
The most important testimony in these records is from a senior commander of the U.S. Marines, Major General Smedley Butler.
I was in the Marine Corps 33 years and 4 months on the active list.
Major General Butler came before the committee of his own free will. He had, he said, been contacted by a well-connected New York City broker called Gerald McGuire. McGuire met Butler a number of times and slowly revealed his audacious plan. He and his financial backers wanted Butler, a highly decorated war hero, hugely respected by rank-and-file soldiers, to rouse an army of World War I veterans, many of whom were angry that a bonus they'd been promised had yet to be paid. The idea was that the general would use these men to help seize the White House, just like Hitler and Mussolini had used their private armies to bully their way into power. At the time, Butler, a staunch defender of democracy, went along with the plan, but he was secretly appalled. Inside the National Archives, I was joined by writer John Buchanan, who has made a study of right-wing America in the 1930s.
These super wealthy capitalists essentially wanted to pose such a threat to Roosevelt that he would basically step aside. If FDR would not cooperate and step aside, they would execute him, kill him.
Smedley Butler's testimony shows the plot was at an advanced stage.
McGuire said to me, "I went abroad to study the part that the veterans play in the various setups of the governments that they have abroad, like France. And I found just exactly the organization we're going to have. It is an organization of 500,000 super soldiers here in America." "Well," I said, "I suppose you get these 500,000 men in America. What are you going to do with them?" He said, "Did it ever occur to you that the president is overworked? We might have an assistant president." He went on to say that the position would be a Secretary of General Affairs, a sort of super secretary. He said, "You know the American people will swallow that. We have got the newspapers. We will start a campaign that the president's health is failing. Everybody can tell that by looking at him. And the dumb American people will fall for it in a second."
Now in his 90s, Jules Archer was a young man of 18 when General Smedley Butler gave his testimony. He remembers just how idolized the man still was by the tens of thousands of veterans who'd been under his command.
He was a fantastic anti-war general. he was very popular with the soldiers and sailors. He fought for them, and he fought for their rights. That was one of the reasons he was selected for the plot, because they knew he could raise a paramilitary army of veterans who would follow him, because they believed in him.
It was here at the Association of the Bar in central New York City, just a stone's throw from Wall Street, that the case against the plotters came to a head. The chief witness, Major General Smedley Butler, walks up these steps, past the giant stone pillars that tower above me here, and through the rather elegant doors. Even today, all the officers on either side of me, behind the large wooden doors, are packed with people who are going through today's important legal cases. But back on Tuesday, the 20th of November, 1934, this was perhaps the most serious case the country could possibly have faced. And the room where it all took place is up several flights of stairs in what's known as the supper room.
One of the most important witnesses who came here was Paul Cumley French, a journalist Smedley Butler took into his confidence after the conspirators had tried to recruit him. French had also met chief plotter Gerald Maguire at his Wall Street offices, and he recounted their conversation to the committee.
"We need a fascist government in this country," he insisted, "to save the nation from the communists who want to tear it down and wreck all that we have built in America. The only men who have the patriotism to do it are the soldiers. And Smedley Butler is the ideal leader. He could organize 1 million men overnight." During the course of the conversation, he continually discussed the need of a man on a white horse, as he called it, a dictator who would come galloping in on his white horse. He said that was the only way to save the capitalistic system.
But it was Smedley Butler, war hero and soldier's friend, who exposed the plot. He continued his meetings with Maguire until he gathered enough information on the plotters to bring the evidence before the McCormack-Dickstein Committee. But given that there were no recordings of these meetings, or letters written by Maguire outlining his plans, how can we be sure that the General didn't exaggerate or even make up the whole story? Jules Archer, who went on to study the lives of Smedley Butler and Representative John McCormack, is convinced the plot was real. He remembers talking to McCormack about his time as chairman of the committee that investigated the case.
McCormack was a veteran politician. He was an advisor to Roosevelt and other presidents. He had a heavy Irish accent. He told me, "General Smedley Butler was one of the outstanding Americans in our history. I cannot emphasize too strongly the very important part he played in exposing the fascist plot in the early 1930s, backed by and planned by persons possessing tremendous wealth." And there was no doubt about it that McCormack was absolutely convinced that Butler was telling the truth.
"On the Nazi action of the talks on the Nazi movement in the United States, we present Representative Christie. Ladies and gentlemen..."
In this early radio archive, you can just make out the other co-chairman, Representative Samuel Dickstein, warning Americans to be aware of the threat from fascist forces from within.
"We have succeeded in unearthing evidence to define the Nazi government here as the most dangerous threat to our democracy that has ever existed."
And the central character of the plot, the plain-speaking Major General Smedley Butler, was caught on early newsreel from the time explaining his part in exposing the plot.
"I talked with an investigator for this committee. He told me they had unearthed evidence linking my name with several such veteran organizations. As it then seemed to me to be getting serious, I felt it was my duty to tell all I knew of such activities to this committee. My main interest in all this is to preserve our democratic institution."
So Smedley Butler remained adamant that he was the target of a fascist plot. And there was never any doubt either in the mind of committee chairman John McCormack that the forces of fascism were gathering to storm the White House. But who was going to fund the coup? Even with the backing of 500,000 veterans, a plot of this sort against the most powerful government on earth needs money as well as muscle, and an awful lot of it too.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Why did the first George Bush attack Iraq? Why did his son go into Iraq? Are we really fighting a war on terrorism? We'd like for you to know. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you been told why the world is more dangerous than ever? Communist China and Russia are arming. Both supply the military in South American countries. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
We don't need no education.
All right, I apologize to our guest. First, we pushed him back an hour, then we made him hold for 20 minutes, but he understands. This is a personal thing happening with us right now. You know, some people are going to say, with the Corey Rowe thing, well, just wait and see what they do. We know this was political, and now I've learned more information that it absolutely was. But Corey has now made contact with his family, and I talked to them. And all I'm going to say is this. We're going to give it a few days to see if they discharge him like they did the last time and drop it. Okay? Now, in my experience, if you go along with them, they don't. Or they'll tell you they are, and then they slam you. Just like I said in the first hour, I said how this would play out, what they'd say. Just keep your mouth shut and everything will be all right. We'll see what happens with this. We're going to be watching it. He is in Fort Drum. He is now being sent tomorrow to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. All right? And you do whatever you need to do out there, folks. Well, I guess we can, quote, call off the dogs. That's not what Corey specifically said, but that seems to be what some people want. I live this every day. I constantly study this. I know exactly how all this works. And kind of like this, I've done 1,000 brain surgeries, and folks who haven't always think they know how to do one. But sometimes, you know, things are correct. I think there's a lot of confusion right now. You know, the point is, this was out of the bag the moment those news stories came out this morning. This is a big, big story, no matter whether people want it to be a big story or not. And Corey is a political prisoner. Now, the criminals at Fort Campbell, when he gets there tonight or tomorrow, need to release him. He's leaving Fort Drum. Let's just cool off for a couple days, see what happens, and if they do the right thing. Because, again, we're posting articles of the AP and others report, they don't charge anybody. I mean, out of tens of thousands, you can count on two hands who they've charged. And, oh, my God, the stuff I just learned. It's Army intelligence up one side and down the other, folks. And, I mean, what a pack of crooks. What a pack of crooks. That's all. I've seen so many families when they call me and they go, the CPS is here and saying, sign this document or I won't be able to keep my child. I go, don't sign it or they're going to take them. They sign it, they take them. They don't sign, they don't get them. You've heard all the lawyers I've had on, like dozens over the years, who fight these cases, and then I get their knowledge. See how that works? I have expert after expert after expert after expert after expert on, and I get their knowledge. You get their knowledge. This is class every day. And I just continue to gain their knowledge, gobbling it up. The experience, how the enemy operates. Like Lord Wellington said, who beat Napoleon. Colonel Roberts talked about it yesterday. He said on his deathbed, well, what do you say about your life? Well, I've spent my life wondering what the other guy on the other side of the hill is thinking. Now, was it the perfectly safe course to just grovel before the military and let them run their black op against Corey Rowe? Could it be better to let them do that? Maybe. Maybe. 5-10% chance? I go with the vast numbers. I know in my gut, number one. Number two, I know how they operate. Number three, I know it's selectively enforced, and he's a political prisoner. And, you know, one of the biggest problems in my life, and we're going to go ahead and go to our guest. It's just absolutely incredible. Jock Doubleday, what do you think of all this stuff that's going on?
The world's a mess, Alex.
It certainly is. Tell folks about yourself and your website and your challenge you put up.
All right, well, 9 years ago, I started a nonprofit corporation called Natural Woman, Natural Man, which advocates natural health practices. And I began researching natural childbirth, and I did that for several years and wrote a book called Spontaneous Creation, 101 Reasons Not to Have Your Baby in a Hospital. And the first volume of that, the first 51 reasons, is available as an ebook right now through the nonprofit corporation, which is at spontaneouscreation.org.
Tell us about your challenge.
Yeah, okay. So then, anyway, as I was researching this book, I'd been on the local radio station a few times talking about breastfeeding and childbirth, and they said, the next time you're on, we want you to talk about vaccines. And I said, well, I don't know anything about vaccines, and I'd really like to just stick with my natural childbirth talks. And they said, well, we want you to only just do vaccines. So I said, well, man, I have to research this, too. It took me years to get the childbirth thing figured out. So I did a little bit of research, and I found some really strange things. And I began researching it more deeply, and then I couldn't believe what I was seeing about the lack of safety and efficacy of vaccines. So I made this challenge to doctors. It was $20,000 originally, because I thought that was a lot of money, but I guess for doctors that's nothing. So they didn't respond to it. And basically the challenge was I was offering $20,000 for any MD, U.S. licensed MD, or pharmaceutical company CEO to publicly drink a mixture of vaccine additive ingredients that is normally injected into a child by
the
end.
Stay there. And I cover this at least once a week, folks. Because this is one of the number one killers and maimers of our people worldwide. It's their main attack point. and their eugenics op. Stay with us, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
179547. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Welcome back.
Big John.
We're about to go back to our guest, and then I'm going to get into some other news. We'll have to reschedule him sometime to give him a full hour to talk about his experiences and research of vaccines. Before I go any further, on the whole Corey Rove situation, he was grabbed Monday night. It was kept quiet until the day when it broke at the newspaper. It's all over the Internet. I mean, people who expect this to stay quiet expect gasoline to not explode when you, touch it off with a sparkler. Or when you run around and set a fireworks factory on fire, it's just not going to happen. And I did confirm that it was due to their investigations of 9/11. That has even come up. The military didn't like the fact of what Corey was doing and sicked one other branch on him. We know they dropped this stuff and released him before and brought it back up. That's confirmed. And, make an end game watching not just footage of the Nazis running people into pits and shooting them or running them into different extermination facilities, but watching the Russians doing it. I got footage of that. And you wonder, how do people do that? How do people? Well, the authorities tell you, just be nice and everything is going to be okay? Run right down in that pit. Wouldn't matter, they just, that you're going to run into a pit that's already got dead bodies into it. People do it. It's the same thing with the CPS and the police. They tell you, just plea bargain. It's a bunch of baloney. 9 times out of 10. Okay? It's that simple. And so we're going to wait and see if these cretins release him. And if they do, it's because of people taking action and being bold. Because this is political, clearly what happened. And I'm not going to stand by when this happens to my friend. That's just the way it is. And believe me, anything ever happens to me, people are running around going, oh, just don't make a big deal about it. Don't worry about Alex. You tell him to go straight to Hades, okay? But we're going to wait and see, in the interest of the family, just to see, because that, you know, that's what they're being told. Just be nice and things will go better for you. Now, that's the I said in the first hour, we're going to hear this line. It's not very hard. I've seen it hundreds and hundreds of times. But one cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it. One must not be told about being hit in the head with a hammer. One must be hit in the head with it. I guess you don't know what a 2x4 across the face feels like till you've been slapped upside the head with it. Well, folks, I remember when I was up in Canada, we get off the plane, they tell us, you're going to be going to prison. I said, why? And they said, oh, you've probably committed crimes. We're going to find something. And you're here for the Bilderberg Group, the conference, we're going to get you. And they took everything from us, checked us, but they were fools. We were out there in this, you know, locked rooms with them, but I didn't care. I just got Aaron's cell phone that they hadn't gotten, Louis's cell phone he had, dialed it, called the media, and they were laughing and cussing at us. It was so they were going to get us, and it was all over for us. And, man, the media showed up, and they were like dogs with their tails between their legs. Now, his, you know, obviously, if things don't clear up and get better, I've already talked to his daddy. We're going to get on airplanes. We're going to fly there. But for now, let's just see if this is the 1 time out of 10, or if releasing the dogs on them, which others have done before we did, makes them stop. All that matters is that we pray for Corey Rowe. That's what matters. Okay, let's go back to our guest. Please continue, Jacques Doubleday. You've got a, at spontaneouscreation.org, you've got a 25,000 now expanded to 75,000. If one of these doctors will drink, how much of the mercury do they have to drink?
Oh, it's in standard, well, it's basically body weight calibrated. So it depends on the weight of the doctor. And it's based on all of the vaccines that a child who is 6 years old at the beginning of her sixth year has received. So if you look at all those vaccines, and then you body weight calibrate all those vaccines and the ingredients in them, then you put those ingredients into a mixture. And I'm going to have three doctors that I name and three doctors that the participant names.
So if a six-year-old weighs 60 pounds, and then the doctor weighs 200, you would just upgrade that a few times.
Right, it would be 3.33, you know, times the ingredients that are in the kids' vaccines. So it's body weight calibrated, which you know, might scare some doctors off, but what's hopefully bringing them to the table is the money. And the money is now up to $90,000 on the 1st of August, because every month it increases $5,000.
All right, and how many of them have you actually contacted? I mean, they could argue that, well, they don't know about your challenge, even though it's all over the Internet.
It's true. It's all over the Internet, and most doctors probably don't know about the challenge. They're busy vaccinating children with poisons. They don't have time to look at my challenge, but I've been contacted by 16 doctors since January of 2001 when I first put the offer out. So in 6.5 years, 16 doctors, only one actually saw a hard copy of Part A of the contract that they would have to sign, and he just declined as soon as he read it because it makes them jump through a few hoops. They have to get medical tests to make sure that they're not about to die, so that they can't claim, if he dies or is harmed by these poisons, they can't, that his friends and associates can't claim that, oh, he was going to die anyway. You know, not that I want to harm some well-meaning doctor. That's absolutely not the point of this. But these are poisons, and they're documented poisons, and for someone to drink them, they'd have to be nuts. But there is also a psychiatric evaluation that goes along with this. The doctor cannot drink these poisons unless he's certified to be sane. Because I don't want to just have them say, oh, you killed some nutty doctor, and you're a bad person for that, by having them drink these poisons that they inject into babies.
So, well, so for the ratio, I mean, how much have you calculated out the poisons? And A, what are the poisons? We know what they are, but let's state them. B, what is the amount for a six-year-old versus a 200-pound male?
All right. The poisons are so numerous that I can't name them right now because they're standard vaccine additive ingredients, and the list goes on and on, but I'll give you the main ones. Thimerosal, which is, as you know, a mercury derivative, that's the key element that anyone should be afraid of. So, formaldehyde is another. It's another preservative that they use. Now, it's really important to know, Alex, that although the CDC did recommend that thimerosal be removed from childhood vaccines, that doesn't mean that thimerosal is, in fact, removed from childhood vaccines. Even in vaccines where they say it's removed or it's preservative-free, that doesn't mean that thimerosal is not in there in trace
amounts. Well, PR Newswire, the AP, and Reuters reported last Friday, we had a story out last Friday on Infowars.net, Bush to veto ban on mercury in vaccines. Well, why would he veto a ban on mercury if the mercury was taken out 5 years ago? They just changed federal regulations to recommend vaccine makers do produce some small lots of mercury-free.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of vaccines now that have no mercury in them at all.
But they've added other little goodies.
Yeah, but there are still vaccines that are formulated with, let me just read you a package insert real quick. Just a few sentences that's going to clue you in. Here's Fluorix package insert. This is the little piece of paper that comes with every single vaccine vial that the doctors get. And this is not meant to be read by you or me or any of your listeners. This is meant to be read only by doctors. So it's really good that we have this information. This is GlaxoSmithKline's Fluorix vaccine. It's a new vaccine. It says, the very first sentence about ingredients says, the vaccine is formulated without preservatives. Now, thimerosal is a preservative. Now, listen to the next sentence. Thimerosal is used at the early stages of manufacture. Thimerosal is removed by subsequent purification to a trace amount less than or equal to 1 microgram of mercury per dose. So, in other words, even though they say it's formulated without preservatives, it has preservatives in it. It has thimerosal in it in an amount that's about 1 microgram per dose. And that's been shown to be able to cause autism. 1 microgram per dose has been able to cause autism. So the fact that they call it a trace amount and therefore that it has no, quote, biological effect is a lie. So this is a key ingredient. Now, formaldehyde is a suspected human carcinogen or a probable human carcinogen, depending on who you talk to. And its lethal dose is about an ounce of formaldehyde. But it's the stuff that they embalm brains in and body parts, and it kills everything. Thimerosal will kill any cell it's put into a petri dish with. Formaldehyde will kill any bacterium it comes in contact with. These are really deadly poisons, and they're known to be deadly, and they're in vaccines. So all I'm doing is saying, hey, if you're going to inject these into babies, some of whom their kidneys have not even started functioning yet, they don't start functioning until 48 or 72 hours, and so they can't detoxify. If you're going to inject them into babies, then maybe you should drink these ingredients to show us how safe they are.
Now, again, how much does a six-year-old on average have in their body?
Well, that's a question that, well, let me just tell you, I want your listeners to know that I'm an independent researcher with no formal medical education. So I don't really know the answer to that, and that's why I'm going to enlist the help.
Yeah, but the point is, I've had 50 doctors plus on over the years, medical doctors, about the dangerous effects. I mean, you can read the medical reports, sir.
Absolutely.
You know, we're asking why you're putting this challenge out. You're talking about the amount in a six-year-old. How did you come up to the amount that a six-year-old would be taking versus for a doctor to take?
I just said you're going to take the same amount, but because you're heavier and, you know, poison's effects depend on body weight, we're just going to body weight calibrate it. And I just made an arbitrary cutoff at 6 years old. You know, I could have said it at 18 years old, but...
Absolutely. Well, I hope that they will take you up on your challenge. What do you think of Bush saying he's going to block a ban on thimerosal, but then the general public thinks it's all out of the vaccines?
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it earlier. You said why would he block it? Why would he do that if thimerosal was out of vaccines? It's not. And it's really important for people to realize that even though thimerosal has supposedly been banned, the thimerosal-containing vaccines from before, the ones that had 25 micrograms before that were causing all the autism, are still in hospital stockpiles. And there's no way to know for sure that, without reading the package insert of the specific vaccine, that your vaccine does not contain thimerosal. And even if you read that package insert, it's very difficult to determine. So I'd be very skeptical about that supposed removal.
All right. Well, sir, we really appreciate you coming back on. And sometime when I have a medical doctor on talking about all these issues, we'll get you back on, because I would imagine they're not going to take you up on your challenge to drink all these. Now, the general trigger date we've seen and medical doctors have seen is 18 months of the third round of shots. That's when it really triggers. And then, of course, people ask, well, why does it affect boys? It's because of genetic differences. And
testosterone makes the mercury more powerful. It's more difficult for boys to excrete this stuff.
Well, there's the excretion out of the gut, but then also there's a gene tied to blood-brain barrier too, isn't there? That's the info we've got. Well, listen, thank you so much for spending time with us, Jock Doubleday, and the website, ladies and gentlemen, is spontaneouscreation.org. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. Very good interview there. And a challenge like this, $75,000 to drink this stuff, really illustrates it for everyone. It's like the million-dollar challenges to show how Building 7 fell or the rest of it. They just can't do it. And most doctors and nurses I know don't vaccinate their own children. Or they'll give them a tetanus shot, and that's about it. Because tetanus is actually a problem. It is, the problem is we've caught the UN and others putting stuff in the tetanus shots. That's their favorite thing, to bind to the pathogen in it. And then, of course, in your body has autoimmune responses to whatever else is in the shot. There's all sorts of stuff being put in the vaccines. And with a bunch of eugenicists running things, I'm not saying vaccines couldn't have some uses if they were clean, properly regulated, controlled. But when you got psychopathic killers running things, you can't be for them. End of debate. It's like the death penalty. Do I think somebody like Henry Lee Lucas, who admittedly killed 20-something people and tortured them to death, or Ted Bundy need to be killed, or John Wayne Gacy? Absolutely. I'll pull the switch. I mean, just like if there was a crocodile running around behind my village trying to eat the children, I'd go up and throw spears at it till I killed it. Even if it meant the thing ran up on me and pulled me into the water, my instinct would be kill it. I saw a pretty coral snake a few months ago in my backyard. It was beautiful. But it was red on yellow, kills a fella, 3 foot long. I got the hoe out and chopped that sucker in five pieces. So, that's just the way it is. But I'm not for the death penalty, because you can't trust the criminals running this government. And now they've done the DNA test, and upwards of 35% on average are completely innocent. I mean, folks, I learned this system was criminal because I'm a pretty straight-laced person. I've told the story, and I've admitted it. When I was about 3, I tried to steal a candy bar. Now, granted, I didn't really know I was stealing. I thought it was like at home sneaking something, and I got the candy bar. She'd said no, and I was eating it in the back of the car, and she drugged me in and made me apologize and took me home, and I got in a bunch of trouble. Then a few times I did. There was a neighborhood next to us that had a golf course, and boy, I tell you, those golfers were drunks. And you're 14 and you want to drink beer, because that's what the grown-ups do. You know, a few times, I think 4 or 5 times I might have reached into a cooler and gotten a six-pack out. But that's about it. And so it was shocking when I was about 14. I was a 13 freshman in high school. And I learned they were doing it to everybody. You'd see people called out of class, and we were a big school in Rockwall. They had the cops in the school, and they just set me down. They said, we know you stole all the stereo equipment from Happy Country Homes. And I, up until that point, never been to Happy Country Homes. That was a big trailer park out on the edge of town. And I looked at him, and I said, what? And he goes, yeah, we were told you did. And I said, you got to be joking. I said, I don't steal stuff. And he said, listen, we're going to get you. And he said,
And I've learned, I think in these schools, these weirdos that want to work in schools actually were like, weren't cool in school. I never knew I was the coolest person or one of the coolest people in school. I was like so animalistic and just like unconscious, by animalistic, you know, just mindlessly chasing girls around, that I didn't even know what popularity was. And I think it was, because it was actually some of the popular kids were getting harassed. And, you know, I was real good looking. I guess that made him mad, because I later learned that guy was involved in a bunch of criminal stuff too. And the sheriff went to prison for drug dealing. You've all heard of that. And I'd shot my mouth off about how they were drug dealers. That was the main reason. But I'm already digressing. The point is, and then another time, they found out we were moving when I was 16 down here, because I'd been in fist fights, stuff like that. We're just trying to get away from all that. And my dad had a different business down here, a new business. And when I was leaving that day, I was driving off in my truck, and he comes over and goes, let me talk to you, Alex. He said, listen, you're a criminal, and I know you're a criminal, and we're going to get you. One way or another, we're going to get you someday. And I guess he innately knew I was a good person. And I guess that threatened him, because later I found out he was owned bars and was in a bunch of really shady stuff. So that was all it was. They didn't like the fact that I was laughing, going, why are there checkpoints for drugs? They deal them. So they thought, hey, we'll just set this boy up.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie, and was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Hot Air, Newsbusters, National Review, a whole bunch of neocons were celebrating Corey's arrest. Turns out they were celebrating it even before we got it out. See? Celebrating this from early this morning. they're going to make a big deal out of it, and they're going to try to crucify him. And if we stand idly by, he could have some problems. Maybe they'll get smart and let him go. I don't know. Go check out the Corey Rove story at PrisonPlanet.com. Watch the video interview we did and hurriedly rushed up on the web about a year ago, more than a year ago. It's Corey with a K, not with a C, like one of my editors put it up there, but that's okay. At least we got it up there. And the story is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. The neocons are in massive celebration. Dig is now just outright censoring us. People aren't digging them down. They're just not even letting them on the page. That doesn't mean you don't still try to dig them, because you show all the diggers that do see it how there's censorship, and it's getting really embarrassing for Dig. So everybody go dig the story right now. Political prisoner, loose change producer, Corey Rove arrested. Michelle Malkin, who wrote the book, The Case for Internment Camps, who says we should be put in prison if we disagree with the government. The Michael Savage types are all going to be, look at this cowardly deserter. He isn't, you know, doesn't weigh 500 pounds, need 100 Oxycontin a day like me, who's never been in combat. He went in the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq for two full tours in combat, and had members of his unit die many times. He's a coward. And then he came and made a 9/11 film that sent shockwaves across the planet. He's a pathetic coward. Bunch of un-American trash. I'm so sick of all of them. Meanwhile, they're having their North American Union meeting next month, and they're banning any protest in the entire city where George Bush is going. How's that what we're fighting for? And they're banning it in New York and everywhere else. This is freedom. We fight so we can be slaves, and so the Arabs can take over all our ports, and Halliburton can move to Dubai, and the whole country can fall apart. When are we going to stop being con and realize the criminals have hijacked our name, our flag, who we are, and they're using our young men like Corey to carry out their evil, and when they wake up and fight them, they get mad. Absolutely incredible. I want you to get these stories, and I want you to get them out to everybody right now. Just so everybody knows what's happened to this political prisoner. So Michelle Malkin and all of them and Hot Air and all the big neocon sites. I mean, I just saw a string of them. Attack. No, that is not a good policy to sit here while they call for his crucifixion. Who does this every day? Me. Who literally has energized the 9/11 movement? Who was there day one when people, even on this very network, were criticizing me, telling me I'd gone too far, who now run around and say they're the head honchos of 9/11? Who's been there the whole time? Who's had Army intelligence put guns to my chest when I'm out in the middle of this country filming their criminal actions? Who's had people physically attack them? Me. Who's been there when the CPS is snatching people's babies? Me. Who's been fighting the New World Order? Who works till 3 in the morning almost every day? Me! And I'm nothing special, folks, but I got my head in the game. Okay, I'm the Super Bowl coach. I know how to call the plays. And I don't tell you how to call the plays, but my point to America is you got to start listening to me on all these issues. I was the kook when I said they were gearing up for martial law. I was the kook when I said they were going to carry out the 9/11 attacks 2 months before it happened. I didn't know what I was talking about on issue after issue. No, I do know what I'm talking about. Now I want you to pray for the whole Loose Change crew and Corey and his family. And I want you to join us back tonight, 9 to midnight, here on the network, restreaming 24-7 here on Genesis at Infowars.com. Don't forget the free podcast. Please tell everybody about it. That's how we reach more people and win this fight. This is a fight for the Republic. And if you're listening in Europe or Asia, it's a fight for your humanity. We are all in this together. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get the new Terror Storm, and get it out to everybody. God bless you all!
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.